All right, we want to welcome in Bill Williamson, Silver and Black Pride, part of the SB Nation Network, covering the Las Vegas Raiders. Hey, Bill, first of all, I got something I'm struggling with, and I was in Las Vegas in February, went by the stadium, beautiful stadium, but I'm still struggling with the words Las Vegas in front of Raiders. I still want to put Oakland there. From a fan perspective, how has that transition taken place?
Well, you know, this is something that's been in the works for a few years, and then Raider fans have been used to this. I mean, the Raiders lead the league in moves. You know, of course, they moved from Oakland to Los Angeles in 1982. They moved from Los Angeles to back to Oakland in 95. So they're used to this. You know, I think some, you know, Oakland Raider fans are pretty upset, but again, they're used to it, and the Raiders are a pretty big brand. They got fans throughout California, throughout the country, and I think a lot of people realize, you know, at the end of the day, this is going to be a good thing for the franchise because they get that great new stadium. They get a great new facility in the Las Vegas area, and it's something they've been lacking in the Bay Area. That, you know, the stadium is really, you know, it's past due. It's outdated, the Oakland Coliseum, and their facility was as well. So this is going to help the team, and you know, it's going to be a moneymaker for the team. And when your team has more money, you're able to do better things for the club, and it makes you win easier.
So the Raiders have 5 picks in the first 3 rounds of the NFL draft. And what our listeners are going to want to really know from you is where do some of the Oklahoma football players fall in as far as a desire to see them play for the team, or even really a desire for the team to have them there. Now, 3 names that are kind of synonymous with the Raiders at this point are linebacker Kenneth Murray, wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, and quarterback Jalen Hurts. Now, if you had to pick one of those guys, you could only get one. Who falls in the highest priority for you and also for the franchise in general?
Yeah, well, the way I look at it is it's not what I would do, what I think the franchise would do. And I think any one of those 3 guys could be a Raider at the end of that draft. Any one of them, maybe all 3, sure. They went on a run on Clemson players last year, so they are not afraid to go after multiple players from one program. If I had to bet what's the most likely, I think it would be Lamb, because he's an option at number 12. I think the odds of these 3 players ended up being the Raiders, I'd go in order of Lamb, Hurts, and Murray. Murray being 3rd because they picked 2 linebackers in free agency, who's going to start, but I can still see them drafting him. So, yeah, I can see any one of these 3, but I would start with Lamb. I think a little hint was Daniel Jeremiah, who's plugged in draft analyst from NFL Network. He tweeted last week sometimes that there's 2 teams that stood out to him for Lamb as perfect fits. And one was the Raiders. I think the other was the Jets. I'm not sure, but the point is he pinpointed the Raiders. And that's significant because General Jeremiah is very close with Mike Mayock, who's the Raiders general manager now. They work together. And Jeremiah kind of took his place at the NFL Network. They work together, but so they're very tight. And there were some clues last year in the Raiders draft. So the fact that he put out there that, you know, Lamb's a perfect fit for the Raiders, I think he's getting that, you know, from his – I don't know if Mike Mayock is telling him that directly, but I think he's getting that from just knowing who Mike Mayock is.
Oklahoma has enjoyed seeing the number 1 overall pick in the draft be a quarterback the last 2 years. Clearly that's not going to happen with Jalen Hurts this year, but – people are saying that based off of the combine in Oklahoma, one of the few universities to able to sneak in a pro day before the shutdown, Jalen Hurts seems to have elevated himself into the 2nd round. The Raiders currently do not have a 2nd round pick, but you got 3 3rd round picks. What are the chances that you see the Las Vegas moving into that 2nd round by positioning some leverage with their extra picks?
Yeah, I mean, it just really depends on what they can do. I mean, the Raiders have 5 picks in the first 91, but no 2nd rounders, you said, 2 first rounders. So, I mean, do they trade number 19 and get a 2nd rounder? Maybe. it might be a case that if the Raiders keep those three first round, third rounders, excuse me, 80, 81, and 91 on Friday night, and Hurts is somehow there, I think they would take him. I think they like him a lot. I think a lot of teams like him. I don't think he's going to be there in the third round. I mean, quarterbacks go. We know this. And he's had a nice draft season. He impressed a lot of people in the at the combine. So yeah, I think he could go in the second round. You know what? I saw a mock draft of him going to the Patriots at number 23. You know, he might be a Patriot guy. You know, a smart guy, a guy who's produced, a guy who's overcome adversity, a guy who's been at big programs, a guy that's worked with Nick Saban, who is obviously close with Belichick. So maybe that's a play for him at 23. Who knows? So yeah, could I see the Raiders take them in the third round? Certainly. Could I see him being available in the third round? That's a stretch.
Bill Williamson is our guest right now on the Sooner Nation podcast, Silver and Black Pride, SB Nation network of NFL coverage. Bill, let's go back to CeeDee Lamb for just a minute. So for Oklahoma fans and for us to be able to cover and watch his progression from his first season into his third season, just he is a different player all around. Different body type, different the way he runs his routes. He's gotten stronger with his hands. We see this guy as someone who's immediate contributor in whatever offense. Now, Gruden has made his mark on the NFL as an offensive guy. Do you see Lamb being a guy who comes in and immediately pays dividends for the Raiders, or do you see him as a guy, if the Raiders selected him, would need a little bit of time to adjust and maybe take the role position before becoming a top target in year two or three?
Well, it's an interesting question. The Raiders have a need at number one. They don't have a number one receiver. So, and barring something weird, they're not going to get it in the veteran market. So, yeah, that draft pick who they likely take at 12 will have an opportunity to go in be number one. And, you know, I've said this, that, you know, don't expect miracles in year one. This is a very tough transition receiver. You know, from college to the NFL, it takes time. You really don't see receivers truly blossom in the second, third year. It's not like a running back where you can come in and have instant success. So, yeah, I mean, if Lamb comes in there and has 50, 60 catches, that's a heck of a rookie year for anybody. Now, in his third year, he may have 100 catches. You know, so I mean, should we come and expect him to come, you know, have 90 catches as a rookie? I mean, I think that's difficult to ask from any rookie, but if he can do it, wow, what a year.
Well, I want to ask you finally about Kenneth Murray. He's the guy that we have not talked about. Again, when you look at his collegiate career, he's not playing the position that he was recruited to play when he came to Oklahoma. Changed his body, has a lot of speed, extremely strong, athletic is the way he's described. Is he a player that intrigues you at all as a Raiders fan?
Well, I'm a Raiders reporter, but yeah, I think he's I think he is a great fit for the Raiders. I think he checks all the boxes that, you know, Mike Mayock, he doesn't make the final decisions, but he certainly does all, you know, most of the draft legwork, and he kind of recommends to Gruden. So, but, you know, when I say that I think he's a perfect Mike Mayock draft profile, that doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be the pick, because Gruden makes the picks. But, you know, he's a guy who's produced. He's a leader. He comes from a big program. He has a high ceiling. Those are the, you know, those are the type of guys that Mayock and Gruden pick last year. So, in the Raiders, we're hanging around him at the combine. So I do think that he's certainly a possibility at 19, but again, because they drafted two linebackers, excuse me, they got two linebackers in free agency. There may be other needs, higher needs than linebacker at number 19.
All right, Bill, final question. The odds percentages that the Raiders call at least one name from the University of Oklahoma on opening night of the draft.
Well, I mean, heck, you know, you gotta give me some good odds there because there's a lot of colleges, right? So I want good odds in any school. But I would think that, yeah, keep an eye on it. Don't be surprised. if one of those top three guys is wearing silver and black.
All right, well, tell our listeners how they can find your content, where they can listen to you and follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, B. Williamson, NFL, Silver and Black Pride. I work for Turf Show Times at SB Nation, do the Rams side as well, and I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, Bill, thanks so much, man. Take care, buddy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.